Contention creeping back into BOS. February 27, 2024. The Exeter Township Board of Supervisors and George Bell is seeing the ugly contention that gripped the board for the last 2 years creep back in after a February 26 meeting in which members voiced concerns about grandstanding by member Dave Hughes. During supervisor reports, member Michelle Kircher admonished Hughes, though not in name, for asking questions to get information he found pertinent for the public to have. Stating that she sends her questions about meeting materials into whoever ahead of time, and that she found it absolutely ridiculous that they should sit here all night long because one person can't do that. Kircher took Hughes to task for doing the people's business by questioning numbers and informing them of things they don't have the ability to readily access. Clarence Ham then took his turn to swipe at Hughes, saying, "Finance questions, all that, if we have those questions, we should be asking them the week before, not here, Monday night. It's just a grandstand." These comments were directed at Hughes for his questions concerning how money was being spent by the township, specifically at the Reading Country Club, RCC. In the disbursement's approval, Hughes asked interim manager Larry Pearsall to project a slide on the screens in the room that showed an invoice for the community event held on Super Bowl Sunday at the RCC. Hughes' commentary revolved around the charge on the invoice for $649.50, broken down as $562 for liquor sales, and $89.50 in server tips. Hughes said that after the taxpayers purchase the liquor, we are left with 25%, or $140.50, giving $421.50 to Reading Hospitality Management. Hughes also intoned once again the loans that were made from the general fund to the RCC fund for $205,000 that has not been paid back, nor were there even actual transfers made. Bills for RCC were merely paid out of the general fund. At the beginning of the meeting, Chair Jack Pio mentioned that an executive session was held to address possible litigation for a right to know request, discuss a township manager candidate process, and the potential sale of the promenade. In the zoning/planning section of the meeting, Township Engineer Joe Rogoski spoke about road closures for several months this summer for the Olay Turnpike Culvert project. It will begin in June to keep the detours from obstructing school buses. The construction will take place on the road right before Ritters Road, as you head towards Olay. The intersection of Ritters Road and Olay Turnpike will not be closed. The BOS and George Bell approved a change to the plans for the Lorraine Nursery project, allowing the developer to change their buildings from 160 feet long to 200 feet. This will allow the construction of three fewer buildings on the project, reducing the number from 9 to 6. Approval was given to a land annexation plan involving part of the RCC to consolidate land onto the township campus to allow for future planning of a possible firehouse and/or township building expansion or new build. Hughes questioned the timing of the move and asked if this was being done to prepare the RCC for sale. That question went unanswered. The board asked Rogoski to put together a basic site assessment for township properties in that area, and tabled a request for an RFP for a site plan. A proposal for township building surveillance cameras was tabled until the next meeting after questions of how to pay for it were brought up. The proposal would be extra spending, not in the current budget. Police Chief Matt Harley said that the ETPD's accreditation requires cameras for the building that are operational, and that they currently are not so. Pierce all commented that the site was used for pickup/drop-off of child custody agreements, and that the safety aspect made it a necessity. A hearty discussion about criteria for firefighter volunteer tax credits yielded a 4-1 vote to accept the criteria as set by the ETFD. The board approved new investment managers for township money, as well as for the police and non-uniformed pension plans by a 4-1 vote. The RTK policy was updated to include charges for printing, updating of personnel involved, and other things required by state law, 4-1 vote. In Parks and Rec, unanimous approvals for an Earth Day celebration at Trout Run and the Exeter River Trail on April 22, and the summer basketball and tennis programs for kids were held. Hughes approved of the basketball and tennis programs, but noted that many programs and activities for kids are undertaken by P&R, but little to none for senior citizens. Pio interjected that it was a good observation, and Pearsall said he'd bring it up with the appropriate personnel and get back to the board next month with proposals for such programs. The next meeting of the supervisors and George Bell will be held on March 11 at 7 p.m.